One ball, two strikes, two outs. Breaking ball popped up shallow center field. Austin Arsenault calling for it. He'll make the catch for the out, and that'll do it. Four to Munich here in the second. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We play to St. Martin and New Munich scoreless. We're back with more baseball in 1 minute.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts like John, Lauren, Nathan, and Chad a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all teams participating in the Region 15C tournament this year from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is always ready to address your new or remodeling projects. Being an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing and Heating in Richmond to learn more about Rheem products or phone 597-3200.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you here on KASM Radio as we head to the top of the third inning. Scoreless game with St. Martin and Dominic. Kyle Leeser will lead off the inning for St. Martin. It'll be Leeser, Schlungen, and Holthaus. Some light showers moving through central Minnesota. Will we get any here? I don't know. Here's Kyle Leeser. Beautiful bunt down the third baseline. Throw to first and safe as it pulled Ty Reller off the bag. Base umpire Dennis Becker said that'll be a base hit for Kyle Leeser.
What a nice bunt again. Just up that line down there. Wow. That grass does wonders for bunting down the third base or first base line, doesn't it?
It does. So, Leeser, a leadoff single here in the third inning for the Martins, their third hit tonight. And here's Michael Schlungen at the plate. Schlungen puts a bunt down, back to Toole on the mound. He'll throw to first in time to get Michael Schlungen. 1-3 on the foot out. Leeser to second. Good sacrifice bunt there by Michael Schlungen.
Nice bunt.
And the dangerous hitting Taylor Holthaus steps up to the plate. Taylor, so far today, hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Leeser leads from second. Tool kicks and delivers, and that's inside to Taylor Holthaus, 1-0. Brian Schlungen on deck for the Martins. Jim Tool kicks and delivers, and Holthaus rips it into left field. That's a base hit. Kyle Leeser had a hold up to see if that was going to be fielded or not. Now the Martins have first and third with one out. And the potential threat here for St. Martin is Brian Schlungen. Will make an appearance at the plate. He is 1-for-1 so far today. Base hit for Taylor Holthaus, the fourth hit for the Martins. Off of Jim Tool.
I would probably guess Taylor's going to be going.
Joe Stangler with a good arm behind home plate. He goes. Here's Stangler's throw. Coming in is Grant Johnson, the fielder in front of second base. Stangler goes, hey, that might have come through yet.
I think so, huh?
They may have had him. But then you've got Kyle Leeser, such a good base runner. He takes off probably and scores.
You better have momentum coming to the plate to get Kyle, because you won't get him if you're going to let it go through and then try to turn yourself and come home with it.
So stolen base for Taylor Holthaus, second and third now for Brian Schlungen. Pitch was a strike to Brian, and now he pops this one up over by the first base dugout. Ty Reller giving chase, and that bounces just foul out of play. and the count at 0-2. Two balls, two strikes. Little pitch just missing outside and the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Boy, big crowd. They are lined up down both lines here, filling all the bleacher sections. 1-2 to Schlungen, low and away, and 2-2.
I've been trying to count, and I'm losing track all the time here.
When you get to 3 or 4?
Not as high as 7 this time.
2-2. Tuohl delivers, and Schlungen drives it down the left field line, giving chase in that corner, and ball's going to fall out of play. Just about making a nice catch was Hunter Rademacher, but Hunter just about went over the fence. So just a long strike for Brian Schlungen, 2-2 the count. Runners at second and third, off speed, lined up the middle, and Grant Johnson tries to backhand, and he can't. It'll be a base hit for the Martins, Brian Schlungen, and a 1-0
wow.
Martin lead. Boy, that went right by Jim Tuohl, and Grant Johnson tried to do the one hop.
Yes, he did. I thought he was going to get that.
Skipped by him. Another base hit for the Martins here in the ball game. And they lead 1-0 over to Munich. Here's Scott Schlungen at the plate. St. Martin, the number 3 seed out of the south, and Munich, the number 1 seed out of the north. First and third for the Martins, and Scott Schlungen takes a strike called 0-1. The ball's one strike. Tuohl on the mound. Schlungen tries to put the squeeze bunt down, and it's fouled off, and the count at 0-2. Carl Leeser putting that safety squeeze on. I think Taylor Holthaus wasn't quite as far down as I would expect on a squeeze.
Unreal.
Brian swung in with
safety stuff, you know. It's
popping around.
Off guard.
Here's the pitch to Schlungen, tapped out in front of the plate. Tuohl, his only play is to first, and he'll throw out Scott Schlungen. Going to second is Brian Schlungen, and holding on at third is Taylor Holthaus. 1-3 on the put out of Scott, two outs. Martin's leading 1-0 here in the third inning. And it's Jared Overman, the DH. Jared at the plate back in the first inning with the bases loaded. And he got a fly ball out. Here's a ground ball to Gable at third. Gable will throw over to first. 5-3 on the put out of Jared Overman. And that'll do it for the Martins here in the third. One run on 3 hits, no errors, 2 left on. After 2.5, St. Martin 1, Munich nothing. Region 15 seat baseball action. We're back in a minute.
Stearns County baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for an RV, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Communities with the best communication services win. So when you choose Albany Mutual Telephone, a cooperative with one of the most advanced fiber-to-home networks in the country, you help ensure a strong community. That's something to feel good about. The best part, you get ultra-fast internet, TV, and cash back. That's 30, 40, even 50% of what you spend back. If you're already a part of them, thank you. If not, switch today. Returns based on past distributions, future performance likely, but not guaranteed.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
1-0, it's St. Martin leading, bottom of the third inning coming up. Have to talk to your buddy, Don Einen, Joe Gill, or he did all the talking.
Yep.
Joe Gill will be in the Albany Heritage Day Parade that's coming up at 7 o'clock tonight, so
Joe is loading up his truck with lots of candy.
Practice your wave, Joel.
Practice the wave, that's right. And Joel will also be in Greenwald tomorrow. The Barley Days Parade in Greenwald. 1-0 our score. We make our way to the bottom of the third inning. They're coming in with the table, and they're coming in with the calculators. Going to take the attendance count here after the fifth inning. So, yes, Don Heinen and Randy are going to have to pick here pretty soon. I'm going to actually put my pick in already.
Here's, you know it already?
I know it already. Will Funk's at the plate.
That's one. Are you counting the players, too, today?
Yes. No, I'm not. One ball, one strike, and now Will takes inside for a ball and 2-1. It'll be Will Funk, Joe Stengler, Hunter Rademacher facing Jalen Arsenault. And Will will pop this one up, shallow left field. Kyle Leeser back on the grass. And short makes the catch for the out. One down. And Joe Stengler will bat. Joe's so far today walked in his only at bat. Here's Jalen Arsenault's pitch, and Joe will foul it back and out of play. And the count 0-1. No balls, one strike. No, 1-1. One ball, one strike. To Joe Stengler. Arsenault's pitch bouncing up to the plate. And now two balls, one strike. Two, one. And Joe takes high for a ball. And 3-1. 3-1 the count. One run, five hits. One error for the Martins. No runs, two hits. And no errors for the Silver Streaks. Pitch is high. Ball four, and Joe Stengler will walk. So a one-out walk to Joe Stengler for Jalen Arsenault, his third walk
of the game.
Jalen has given up just the two hits, three walks, and there's an error behind him, too. So the Silver Streaks have had some base runners. Here's Hunter Rademacher to the plate. Hunter up to the shortstop, and is only at bat. First pitch ball to Hunter, and 1-0. Jalen Arsenault delivers on the outside corner, a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. One out, leading from first. Joe Stengler trying to get those gnats away from him. And here's a fly ball to right field. Like a feed on it out to right field as Michael Slung. He makes the catch for the out. So two outs. And here comes the DH, Neil Anderson. Neil was at the plate in the first inning with the bases loaded. Kyle Leeser made a spectacular catch going high in the air to take that line drive off the bat of Neil Anderson. First pitch to Neal. Here's a ball, 1-0. Arsenault's pitch, and Anderson will take a strike in 1-1. One ball, one strike. And Anderson takes strike two on the outside corner in 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Anderson will follow this one back and out of play. And the count stays 1-2. Ty Reller waiting on deck for New Munich. Joe Stengler takes his lead at first. And Anderson, a ground ball to second, charged there by Schlungen. He'll throw to first. 4-3 on the put out of Neil Anderson. That'll do it for New Munich here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We played three innings. It's St. Martin 1, New Munich nothing. More Region 15 Chief Baseball action coming up in a minute.
Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, a proud sponsor of the Dick Putt Show on KASM. Wishing the best to the Meyer Grove Grovers and all area teams. It's the place to fill up with gasoline, your hometown Scenic store, locally owned with a long tradition of serving the community. They sell a high-quality gasoline and diesel fuel that you can depend on. Stop at QPC Store to fill your vehicle up. And for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 987-3297. The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, and your customers because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They're able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print processes are done in-house. Rambo, New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you this afternoon on KASM. Scott Stevens producing our game at our sports studios in Albany. As we make our way into the top of the fourth inning, Josh Stengler will lead it off for the Martins. Josh had a double in his last at bat.
Yeah, he hit that one deep to left field the last time up. You'd think that the wind is going to help him to left field right now. The wind kind of blowing from right field to left. Still takes a good poke to get him out of this park, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Josh Stengler with the count of one ball, one strike. And swings and misses. Strike two, one and two. And what did we see? We saw two home runs in the last ball game, one last night.
Yep.
So Stengler rips it to Gable at third. Johnny stands so tough there at third base and makes the play for the out.
Good throw over to first. Tyreller never had a move.
So one down. Josh Stengler retired. Here's Austin Arsenal. And the pitch from Jim Tool. A strike called. 0-1. St. Martin holding a 1-0 lead as Arsenal swings and misses. Strike two. Fooled on that pitch from Tool. 0-2 the count. Tool's pitch and a swing and a miss. Arsenal down on strikes. And for Jim Tool this evening, that'll be his second strikeout. And a strikeout back in the first. And to the plate, Matthew Schlongen, the number 9 hitter. And Matthew takes a strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike. Tool still's got that high leg kick. Ground ball to Gable at third. John gobbles it up, throws to Reller. 5-3 in the put out. That'll do it. For the Martins in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. After 3.5, it's St. Martin 1 and New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up on KASM in a minute.
For all your concrete, see the folks at Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Their concrete plants are located in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Concrete for farm, home, and business, you can depend on them to get the job done. From concrete bunks, a concrete home, and everything in between, no job is too big or small. They can do the job for you. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at www.wormsreadymix.com. For all your concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. Wishing all the best to all area teams.
If you're looking for good home cooking, then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a new lunch special served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Stop by the Sportsman's Den on Saturday from 5 till 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546, and she'll find a date that fits your event. Sportsman's Den Lake Henry says mark your calendar for the Shaw Band on November 18th from 9 till 1.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
I think that underestimated. Tyreller will lead off the fourth inning for New Munich. They find themselves down 1-0 to St. Martin. Reller, John Gable, and Grant Johnson, the 7-8-9 hitters in the Silver Streak lineup, facing Chandler Arsenault. First pitch to Reller. He has a ball, and now a shot to center field out there, drifting back and making the catch is Austin Arsenault for the first out. Boy, I thought that was going to go a lot farther than it did. Yes, it sounded good off the bat again. And I don't know. It's a little different right now, isn't it?
It is. John Gable to the plate. John, 0 for 1 so far tonight. Pitch on the inside corner. Strike.
It looks like Jalen found that happy medium here.
Yeah, struggled early with his control.
Yeah.
Now there's a strike call to John Gable in 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Here's Arsenault's pitch. And Gable pops this one up down the right field line. This might be trouble as it's going to fall in for a base hit. Big turn by Gable at first. As Kyle Leeser would have covered second base, I think. And so John Gable with that little Texas League single down the right field line.
That's a long run for everybody there. Second base and first base and right fielder. They were all there when it dropped.
How many of those hits did you have in your career?
I never usually hit them that soft.
It's Grant Johnson to the plate. And Johnson rips it to Leeser at short. A second for one. The relay to first in time. 6-4-3 double play.
Them I had.
All right. That'll do it for the Silver Streaks here in the fourth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on. We play four. St. Martin 1, New Munich nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating. Serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. If you're driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in beautiful downtown Farming. Backed by years of experience, Leo will give your vehicle that showroom finish. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
To the fifth already here in New Munich. It's Kyle Leeser leading it off for St. Martin. Michael Schlungen and Taylor Oldhouse as Leeser pulls it back and out of play. And the count at 0-1. Laws, one strike. Pitch to Kyle, a strike on the inside corner, and 0-2 now to Leeser. 0-2 the count, Tool kicks and delivers, and Leeser laces it to left field. Chasing it off the fence, it's going to be played by the Silver Streak left fielder, Hunter Rademacher, and Leeser into second base with a sliding double.
Wow.
Boy, that was roped.
No kidding, I thought that was gone.
And it missed going out by maybe a foot and a half.
Oh, not by much.
It hit towards the top of that fence in the air. So Kyle Leeser with a double.
Smoked it.
So he's in scoring position for the Martins out at second here in the fifth inning. Michael Schlungen steps into the batter's box. Michael, 0-for-1 this afternoon. Sacrifice bunt in his last at bat. And takes a strike call from home plate umpire Chad Campbell, 0-1. Come on, it's one strike. Seeing some fans in the stand. Charlie Hannon. St. Martin is here today. Schlungen waves at a bunt. And Strike two to Michael Schlangen.
Charlie's a lot about history, about baseball, isn't he?
He
loves the Minnesota Twins.
I see Speed is here. Mr. Barton from over at Spring Hill. Here's a single by Schlangen to left field. They're going to send Kyle Leaser. Here comes the throw at the plate. Stengler puts the tag on Leaser, and he's out. What a strong throw by Hunter Rademacher from that left field line, and Kyle Leaser gunned down at the base, at the home plate.
Wow, what a shot.
Kyle Leaser taking a shot at maybe giving the Martins a 2-0 lead, and Kyle Leaser out, scored 7-2. Joe Stengler putting the tag on him, one out. Michael Schlangen gets a base hit. He's out at second. He went to second on the throw home. Here's Taylor Holthaus. Jimmy Toole delivers, and Taylor takes a strike on the inside corner. And all day, Taylor looks back at the home plate umpire and goes, that's not a strike. That's not a strike. It's been that all day. Taylor takes a pitch just inside the ball, and 1-1. Boy, Toole went right back there.
Makes it tough, doesn't it, on the hitter? You know, they call one, the next one, you kind of look back and go, okay, that wasn't a strike.
And Holthaus foul tips it at the plate to count at 1-2 to Taylor.
I think Kyle was kind of surprised that he got sent on that because there was nobody
else. He did
look
back at his dad, Carl, and say, Well, maybe he didn't say exactly that. Here's Holthaus drilling at the center field.
That's a long
way. Retreating back in center field, Jacob Hennekamp making the catch almost against the fence in center field. That's a long throw back into the infield. And what a catch by Hennekamp to follow that all the way to the fence. On the play, Michael Schlangen goes to third.
I really thought that had a chance of drifting out of here yet. with the way the wind is blowing that way, I thought maybe he got enough of it.
Going to bring Brian Schlangen to the plate. Brian is 2-for-2 so far today.
That one kept drifting, didn't it?
It did. And the pitch to Brian inside, and that's going to hit him, and he's going to go to first base. So if you're in Munich, you got Brian Schlangen on at first with a 2-for-2, and you bring him Scott Schlangen now. Maybe who's the hotter hitter? Scott is 0-for-1 so far tonight.
I think that's pitching Brian carefully would have been the way to go there.
First and third, Schlangen will go on the first pitch as they put the hit and run on and followed back and out of play by Scott Schlangen. Get another hit by pitch here in the tournament. Runners at first and third. Scott Schlangen taking a little time. He'll step back into the batter's box. Michael Schlangen at third. Brian Schlangen at first. The pitch to Scott Schlangen is outside of ball, 1-1. 1-1 the count. The lead by Brian Schlangen over at first. Pretty big lead. Ty Reller holding him there. Toole comes home. And the fans are going that was a balk. Scott Schlangen talking to the home plate umpire, too, and I really didn't see. Did Jim Toole pause?
I wasn't really watching. I was watching the runner out there. I didn't really pay attention to that part of it.
12's one strike to Scott Schlangen. 1-0, St. Martin leading. Scott will pop this one up foul. He'll go back and out of play. Right off the press box here at New Munich. And the count at 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runners there leads again. And now Brian Schlangen in a hot box and coming home trying to score is Schlangen and he's safe. He got around the tag by Joe Stengler at home plate and Michael Schlangen has scored from third on a double steal.
I think he got around him.
So I don't know if this was planned or not, but Brian Schlangen took off. So, of course, Brian's in a hot box between first and second, and they throw over there, and
Michael Schwingen breaks for the plate and slides around Joe Stengler, touches home plate. The home plate umpire was right on top of it.
Okay, so if they go after him in the hot dogs and they get him before the run scores, it doesn't count.
That's true. So he's got to stay in that hot box long enough. Here's a shot by Scotty Schwingen right through the wickets of Will Funk into left center field. That's going to score Brian Schwingen. It's now 3-0 St. Martin.
Wow.
Air on the shortstop, Funk. The Martins picking up two runs here in the fifth. Now lead 3-0.
That you don't see too often, and it goes right through the wickets, but a little Funk at shortstop.
So Michael Schwingen steals home. Brian Schwingen steals second, and the Martins get two runs out of that deal. Here's Jared Overman. Jared's been at the plate a couple times today. He's made the final out in the first and third innings. First inning, he left three on base. Second inning, he left two on base. Batting here with a runner on first. And the pitch low to Jared Overman to count 1-1. Three runs, 7 hits, and an error for the Martins. No runs, 3 hits, and an error for New Munich. Leading from first, it's Scott Schwingen. Tools pitch, and Overman will pop this one up down the right field line. Tyrell are getting twice again. That one is going to drop fair again down the right field line. And another Texas League single for the Martins.
Same spot.
Is that John Gables win?
Yes, it is.
I think the Martins had one earlier, too, here in the ball game. So first and third for the Martins. Jared Overman gets a base hit. On the third goes Scott Schwingen and Josh Stengler at the plate. And the pitch is high, and Stengler will be hit by a pitch, and that's going to load him up. So the base is loaded for the Martins.
Nobody warming up here so far for Silver Streaks. They drafted Brandon Worm from Greenwald.
3-0, St. Martin leads.
Coercing going on over here.
Some coercing. Oh, thank you, Randy Shadeberg. 731, the official attendance today. Okay. Don was 208 off. Okay.
What did Randy predict?
Oh, wow. And all right, at the plate, it's Austin Arsenault. So the Snicker bars are even right now.
731?
731 today. Jimmy Toole will work from the windup with bases loaded. 1-2. Arsenault takes strike 3 called, and he is caught looking. That will do it for the Martins here in the fifth. They come up with 2 runs in the inning on 3 hits. There was 1 error, and bases left loaded. After 4.5, it's St. Martin 3, Dubinic nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute.
It's time to get the best for less with Husqvarna at New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond. Hurry in for the end-of-season clearance sale on select Husqvarna products. Husqvarna has been the choice of professionals and homeowners for more than 325 years and is always ready to perform with products like tractors, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, and snow throwers. New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, your local Husqvarna dealer. Visit us today. If you find yourself cruising the streets of St. Martin, why not take a break and stop for a cold one at Ducci's Bad Company Bar, right on the main drag in downtown St. Martin. Ducci's has $1.50 happy hour every Friday night from 5 till 7. And while enjoying that beverage, top it off with a Harry's or Giovanni's pizza. Every day is a good day at Ducci's Bad Company Bar in St. Martin.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, St. Martin bats eighth in the fifth inning. They scored two runs, leave the bases loaded again, Don, and we've had a lot of base runners left on the paths already here in this ball game.
There has been. I noticed St. Martin's left the base loaded twice already. New Minnick's been leaving runners on except for the last inning. Every inning, 3-2-1.
St. Martin's left eighth on already. New Minnick?
Yes, they have.
New Minnick's left five.
There's some base runners out there.
The bottom of the fifth inning, leading it off, will be Jacob Hennenkamp facing Jalen Arsenault. And Jalen starts it out, a couple of straight balls, 2-0 the count to Jacob Hennenkamp. Jacob, 1-for-2 so far today. There's a strike called and a 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
I still have a chance to redeem myself tonight in at farming. That'll be a little easier to predict. Today was, well, you were off, I was off, but we just happened to be off a little closer.
Hennenkamp takes inside, ball four, and so he draws a leadoff walk here in the fifth inning. And Nick Stangler to the plate. Nick is 0-for-2 so far today. 3-0, the Martin lead here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jalen Arsenault's pitch, and Nick Stangler follows it up. And the count, 0-1. Jacob Hennenkamp, the base runner, over at first. Jalen Arsenault sets up and delivers, and Nick Stangler follows it up. And the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes coming up later on this evening. It'll be Meyer Grove taking on Lake Henry over in Farming. We'll have that one for you tonight here on KESM. We'll get the rosary between the two games.
What was the attendance last night, Randy?
423. Is high to Nick and the count, 1-2. Nick drives it to left field, chasing it in left field. Taylor Holthouse and jumps right by the fence to make the catch for the out. Long fly ball out. Taylor Holthouse, nice catch out there in left field.
So we're over 1,100 people right now, 1,150 people, and not quite over four games yet.
That's pretty darn good.
Yes, it is. The crowds, I think, are going to be increasingly the state is, maybe not increasingly, but it's pretty much stay the same because we're going to have some important games coming up here now, and elimination games and state birth games to get into the state. Tonight is actually a state qualifier. State qualifier already.
Here's Will Funk at the plate. The first pitch to Will, a ball low.
That will be a big game.
Jalen Arsenault delivers a strike call to Will, and the count, 1-1. The base runner, Jacob Hennenkamp, over at first. Jalen Arsenault's breaking ball. Will Funk pops this one straight up. Brian Schlungen giving chase, and that's going to fall right down in front of us here. And the count at 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Funk back into the box, and Cam takes his lead at first, and outside the pitch, and the count out 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, and Funk pops this one up over at third. Scott Schlungen says, I got it, and Scott does make the catch for the second out here in the fifth. Two outs, and Joe Stangler will step up to the plate. Joe has walked twice so far today.
Watching Scotty over there, that was pretty high. He didn't want to move. He almost had to move a little bit so he could see it coming down.
Stangler takes the first pitch a little bit low from Jalen Arsenault, and 1-0. Hunter Rademacher on deck. 3-0, Martin's leading, and Joe Stengler hit by a pitch, up by a shoulder. So that'll give the Silver Streaks runners at first and second with two outs. Horn Munich, that's their first hit batter today. St. Martin, they have had 1, 2, 3 hit batters in this ball game, so 4 hit batters total. Here's Hunter Rademacher. First and second with two outs. Hunter, ground ball back up the middle off of Arsenault's foot, and everybody's going to be safe on an infield single by Hunter Rademacher to load him up for Neil Anderson again. And Neil Anderson, kind of like the Jared Overman of St. Martin, Neil has come to the plate with the bases loaded in the first, and he lined out to short. Came to the plate in the third with a runner on.
That's when you line up your designated hitter, isn't it? You put him in there for, and that's both teams for offensive purposes.
Both teams have had that opportunity. Neil bats with the bases loaded and two outs, and the pitch low and inside to Neil. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, the bases loaded. 3-0. The Martins leading the Silver Streaks here in the fifth. Dylan Arsenault's pitch outside a ball, and now 2-0 to Neil Anderson. Two balls, no strikes.